Hi, I'm Jared Madison with the Infinite Center, and today's breathwork tool is called the Sigh of Relief. Good news is you already know this one. Your body does it on its own as a natural way for our breath to signal to the nervous system that we're safe. It's okay to relax, it's okay to unwind. And mammals do this. We see in nature if a mammal is under threat and that threat has passed, they'll spontaneously do this breathing pattern. And humans sigh spontaneously all the time, usually in moments of release of some kind. So maybe it's after a difficult conversation, or after a good cry, or after crossing a finish line, whether it's a real one or a metaphorical one. So maybe you've been working hard on a big project at work and pushing, 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 and it's finally done, and you can finally let go. So that's the pattern that we're going to explore today. So this sigh of relief is embedded into your biology. It's just the body's natural reset signal that's going to activate our parasympathetic nervous system. That's that rest and digest state. That's going to allow a release of physical tension, lowering of stress hormones, and just a sense of relaxation. More good news is that you don't have to wait for a threat to occur and then to pass to get the benefits of this sigh. Like a lot of the breathwork tools that we teach, you can intentionally manipulate the breath to follow this pattern in order to achieve that outcome on purpose. And so that's what we're going to do today with the sigh of relief. And when you practice this regularly, you're going to start building neural pathways so that your body learns how to come back to that sense of safety more easily and more often, and really just on its own the more you practice this. So the way it looks is that sigh is going to begin with a double inhale. So it's a full breath in through the nose, followed by a shorter second breath in through the nose to really expand your lungs. And then it's a soft, just a total release through the mouth on the exhale. You want to just let go, really get your body into it, even make a sound. And we're going to turn this into a breathwork tool by using a structure inspired by Leonard Orr's 20 connected breaths. So what we'll do is 20 breaths. So we'll do four shorter, what we'll call connected breaths. And then every fifth breath, we'll do this bigger sigh. And by connected breaths, all I mean is that there's no pause between the inhale and the exhale. So each round, we'll do four rounds of five breaths, these four short connected breaths, and then that big sigh and the full release. So let me just walk through one by one. So the four connected breath is going to be in and out through the nose. It's just going to look like this. That's simple. Not too fast, not too slow. The key is just no pausing. There's no hold and no pause between the inhale and exhale. Just think of it as a nice circle of breath. Really get the visual down of turning a wheel, creating a nice circle with that breath. And then on the fifth breath, we're going to do the sigh. So it's again a deep inhale through the nose, and then a second shorter inhale, and then a release. So it's going to look like this. So double inhale and then exhale through the mouth. And just again, just let go, release any bodily tension, make a noise, whatever you have to do to just really kind of let go and release. So one round is going to look like this. We'll start with the inhale. So that was four connected breaths followed by a sigh. So that was one round. So we'll do four rounds together today. So feel free to get comfortable, nice tall spine, relax your shoulders, feel free to close your eyes. And then after that sigh of the fifth, that fifth breath, just right into the next cycle of four. Take a couple deep breaths in and out through your nose just to settle. And then we'll breathe in through the nose. And out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Then deep inhale in, second inhale, and release. Round two, in and out, in and out, in and out. In through the nose and exhale, and a deep inhale, second inhale and release. Excellent, round three, in and out. In through the nose and exhale, in and out. Inhale and exhale, deep inhale, second and release. Last round, inhale, exhale. In, out. In through the nose and out. Inhale, exhale, full deep inhale, second inhale and release. Awesome. So just let your breath return to normal. Feel free to keep your eyes closed, turn inward, and just be curious, explore what, if anything, shifted for you in your physical, mental, or emotional state. And whatever you're feeling right now is the right answer. Often people report feeling lighter, calmer, a little bit clearer. But sometimes that connected breathing can be a bit activating, so you might even feel an increase in energy or tension. If that's the case, you can work on slowing down the rate of the breathing of those connected breaths, and then really like letting go on the exhale. Just make a noise, put your whole body into it. And so that's the sigh of relief. And really, this is a small window into a deeper form of breath work that we share at the Infinite Center. This connected breathing has been shown to really expand your awareness and your capacity, especially if you practice this over time. It can really open the door to emotional release, some mental clarity, even occasional insights that come with this. So this kind of connected breathing we do in our centerline breath journeys, which is in our journey pathway. We just do it over a longer period of time and not necessarily with that sigh connected to it. But for now, we're coupling it with this sigh, using it as a simple tool for these 20 rounds as a quick way to, again, leverage what our body already knows how to do, how to shift into that parasympathetic state, signal to our body that it's okay to relax and unwind. And so that's the sigh of relief. As always, feel free to reach out if you have any questions or if you want to explore how to apply this in your day-to-day life. Talk to you later.